Jewish Literary Festival is due on the 28th of April, and that's Freedom Day. Well, you have to pay a little to get in, but boy, you've got a free choice of some amazing things to do. And I have with me Vanessa Malkin and Kyron Gutkin, the co-chairs. And Vanessa, let's start with you. What can we anticipate?
We have another amazing lineup, at least we think so, for our festival this year. Our headline international author is the well-known British comedian and children's author, author of a book called Jews Don't Count, and his latest book, My Family. I'm speaking about David Baddiel. He's coming especially for the festival. He will be closing it up. He's one of our highlights. Another highlight is Jonathan Friedland, columnist at The Guardian, podcaster, and author of The Escape Artist. He'll be on Zoom with us the Thursday before the festival. We have some other wonderful visitors. Nadia Bilchik used to be a SABC anchor, has worked at CNN, lives in Atlanta. She's coming especially. She will be interviewing David. Those are some of our headline authors. Maybe Kyron wants to speak a bit more about
some of our local authors. As usual, we love to use the festival as a way to highlight the incredible local talent that we have in South Africa. So some of my favorites are, we have a session where the psychologist Dorrie Wheel will speak to two memoirists, Nikki Munitz, who wrote Fraud, and Lou Geffen, who wrote Bearing My Soul, about just what it takes to write your life story and tell things to the public that are difficult for you. We also, very interesting this year, for the first time, we have filmmakers, and we have a panel on film as text. And archivist Romy Kaplan will speak to well-known local filmmakers, Gabriella Blumberg, Hilton Tannenbaum, and Ari Kruger, who most of us know as the creator of Suzelle DIY and Tully Babes. So that's a really good first for us. We also look at self-publishing. What does it take? What makes you convinced that you have a story that is worthy to tell, and then that you feel so strongly about it that you publish it yourself? And FMR's own Beryl Eichenberger will be speaking to Irene Berman, Angela Rothbart, Joelle Searle, and Debbie Rozovsky about books that they just felt they had to publish.
To continue, what we have for the first time at the festival is a virtual room only, where we will have an interviewer either in person or on Zoom speaking to, for example, renowned ENT Peter Friedland, who was Nelson Mandela's doctor, and he's written a book, What I Learned from Madiba. He co-wrote it with his sister Jill Margot, and they will be chatting to us from Sydney and Perth.
And in fact, he was in South Africa, and I interviewed him for Book Choice.
Oh, wow.
Very, very remarkable person too.
Another, what should be an amusing session, is Jonathan Anser speaking to journalist Roy Isakovitz about his book on Michael Medjak, who was a high-flying drug peddler who was found out that he was in trouble with the law when he saw his boat on CNN. He was a local South African who landed up in Toronto. His book's called High Time, Antics of a Larger-than-Life Drug Smuggler. I think will be a very meaningful, sentimental session where Peter Godwin, who is a prize-winning author who's on book tours around the world now, will speak to Women's Zone's Nancy Richard about his latest book called Exit Wounds.
And our very own Philip Todres will interview the author Richard Zimler about his fascinating historical fiction novel called The Incandescent Threads.
And I must add, it's a remarkable read by a remarkable man. And if you want to know what an incandescent thread is, I think you need to look at the author himself as one of those people who brings things together
in remarkable ways.
And I can't wait to actually, we've been in correspondence over some time, and now we'll actually be, inverted commas, meeting on Zoom.
Virtually. We also have some politics. We have Jonathan Anser and his book, Bullshit, about the lies that politicians tell. And I'm sure he will tell us about some more political fabrications that have happened since the publication of the book. And another first, Tony Leon will be speaking for the first time about his memoir, which is called Being There, Backstories from the Political Front. So a little bit more of the behind-the-scenes stories of what goes on.
He's no longer in the background anymore. He's very much in the foreground.
Very much.
We also have former UCT Vice Chancellor Max Price talking about his book, Statues and Storms, Leading Through Times of Change. He'll be speaking with Jonathan Armid.
And we have to have some lightness and humor. So we have FMR's Paige Nick speaking to her friend and co-author Diane Auerbach, each of whom have recently put out a humorous book. Paige's is called The Book People and Diane's is called Tears Before Bedtime. And they will have a sort of a riff between them about these humorous books and look at writing humor and what that takes.
And that's Paige
it is her
the show.
Book show.
So, boy, are we proud of that.
Absolutely. And then we have some quite useful sessions. We've got one called Work Well, Live Well. We've got life coach Judy Klippen, therapist Noah Belling, and Marion Scher, author journalist, telling us how to maintain our sanity and mental health in the workplace.
There's something also for people who are fascinated by business and what makes businesses succeed. Our session is called the From Connections to Growth, Strategies for Networking and Scaling Your Business. And local businesswoman Lara Rosmarin will talk to Prof. Sandra Vanamerva and Nadia Bilchik, who each have books on different aspects of business success. And I think what will be a firm favorite is Arthur Goldstuck, who has written a book on AI, What You Need to Know, and he will be talking to JLF stalwart Gus Silber.
Well, I think what we also need to know is how the program is structured, because there's several sessions, and the only problem that I do have with the Literary Festival is which one do I go to at a particular time? So just give us the structure, and then I think very importantly, how to book, because it's generally a full house event, so do tell us more about the structure.
Well, it's quite heart-wrenching for us because we put a lot of time, blood, sweat, and tears and love into this program, and five sessions run at a time. So it becomes quite difficult for our audiences to choose which session to go to. We try and do a range so that if you're interested in business or you're interested in health or you're interested in politics or Jewish history or Holocaust history, there'll be sessions for your taste at different times.
And there are how many sessions before lunch? We have a lunch break. And
yes, so we have three sessions before lunch. We start at 9:30 with registration from 8:30. We have a lunch break at about 1 o'clock and then two sessions after lunch. So that's the 5x5 sessions. And then we will have drinks and a plenary with David Badil at the end of the day.
And you're ending on a nice humorous note.
On a high note,
I'm very, very thrilled that Fine Music Radio, which is the only jazz and classical station in Africa, is your media partner in this event, because the Gittin Library, which is also a partner of yours, the Jacob Gittin Library, is the only Jewish library in Africa. So these things bring us all together for what I know will be an extraordinary good time together. How do you book?
So bookings are on Quicket. You can access the link through our website, which is jewishliterifestival.org.za.
That's easy enough. And you can also buy the tickets at certain times from the Jacob Gittin Library. Just give them a call and find out how and where.
Correct.
Yes. So lots of good reasons to get to the Jewish Literary Festival. And thank you to Vanessa Valkin and to Karen Gutkin. We'll be there. FMR.